Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, 9-2. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that the Isser of Kilay Begadim, forbidden mixtures and clothing, applies exclusively to wool from sheep mixed with linen from the flax plant, the Mishnah here says, Hashirayim v'hakalach. Shirayim and Kalach are two grades of, or types of, silk. Silk normally comes from a silkworm, their cocoons, etc. Nothing to do with wool or linen whatsoever. However, Ein ben mishum kilayim, the Mishnah says, while it's true there is no iser kilayim relevant to silk, aval asur mipnei maris ayin. However, there is an iser of wearing a garment that's mixed with this one of these types of silk, and either wool or linen, because people will not know that it's silk. They would think it must be wool or linen. According to the Bar Tanura, in the time of the Mishnah, silk was very uncommon. People were not familiar with it, and therefore they didn't know what it was. They would assume automatically that it must be wool or linen, because these things, Shirayim and Kalach, resemble wool and linen. The Bar Tanura speaks out, however, that nowadays people are familiar with silk, and therefore this Isra Derabanan wouldn't apply. The next part of the Mishnah is a new topic. Hakarim v'ksasos. Karim and ksasos are bedding, like pillows, and also like a mattress, like a mat for sleeping on. Which are karim, which are ksasos, meaning which is the pillows and which is the mattress, is actually not clear, and it's ongoing machlokas amongst the mafarshim, but it doesn't matter for now. Both of these things go underneath you when you sleep, and as we saw from the psukim, it's the prohibition is to be ya'aleh, to go atop of you, alecha, and not beneath you. And therefore, ein behem mishum kilayim, there's no problem with kilayim, meaning you have, let's say, a mat that you sleep on, or a pillow that you're sleeping on, and that pillow or mat is made of a blend of wool and linen together, that's shanus, but you're not wearing it, and it's not going atop of you, it's going beneath you. So therefore, there's no problem of Shanis, ublavad shlo yeh besar nogeh behen, says the Mishnah, provided that your flesh doesn't touch them directly. So we're talking here about actually like firm mats that you sleep on, or kind of empty pillows that aren't full of stuffing. And since they're not really prone to unraveling and the fibers coming out, we're not afraid of shanis, provided that you're not having direct contact with your skin onto these pillows or mats, because then if you were, even a little bit of fraying could come to cover your skin, and that would be a problem of kilayim. If, however, these are, you know, stuffed and cushy mats, mattresses, or pillows, so then in any case you can get enveloped in them as you lie down in them, and therefore even if you were wearing clothing and you're not having direct contact with your skin, it still would be forbidden to lie upon cushy mattresses or pillows that have a lot of give, because those can go on top of you as you sink into them. So the Mishnah's point again is talking specifically about a firm mat, very firm mat, or an unstuffed pillow case, let's call it, where there's no concern about you sinking into it and it enveloping you. Therefore, as long as your skin is covered, there's no fear of individual threads coming out to cover you. Okay, the third part of the Mishnah is a new point altogether, which is Ein Arai L'Chilayim. There's no concept of happenstance or casualness or temporariness. That's different translation of the word arai, but kilayim, when it comes to kilayim. That is to say, you can't rely on the fact that you just happen to be putting this on for a second or for some whatever reason, and then allow yourself to wear kilayim. So that would mean you can't wear it just as a costume on Purim, or you can't wear it just to try it on, etc., etc. By putting it on, whatever the case may be, that is kilayim if you're wearing it. V'lo yilbash kilayim afila al gabi asara. Which means you also can't, even if you're wearing, let's say, 10 layers of clothing, and this would be the 11th layer, the shanis robe on top of your 10 layers. So here, you're not really getting the benefit of that 11th layer of shanis, because you have already, you're sweating and you're drowning in clothing as it is, that you're wearing 10 layers beneath it. So you're not getting the benefits of wearing the clothing, but it doesn't matter. The Torah says you also can't wear it, and you're wearing it. And therefore, you would be liable for wearing kilayim. The Rambam learns that that is a subcategory of arai, but either way, one may not do it. Afil lignov es hameches, even if you're only wearing it for some extraneous reason. The word here, lignov es hameches, means essentially to cheat the tax collector. Literally, the word probably means to steal the taxes, but it means to cheat the tax collector. So Yeah, the bartender gives two different pshatim. He says his masor from many of his rebbeim was that people would, Jews would get an unfair tax because they were Jewish, and therefore they might dress up in other clothing to try to, as a disguise. They shouldn't be recognized as Jews. That would be the idea. And you can't do that, even if you're just doing it as a disguise. You don't want to wear the clothes. Alternatively, the second pshat is that